What is the difference between innovation and creativity? Why is innovation important for my business? How do I foster innovation in the workplace? Imagine a business called Tina's Teeny Tunas. Tina's vision for a miniature fish figurine factory started as just an idea. What can we say? She's creative. Tina wanted to make fish figurines fast, but she needed a way to stand out from competitors. So she had to figure out a way to innovate. Tina got to work building, testing, and implementing new methods for making miniatures. While innovating, Tina came up with a revolutionary lightweight clay that prevents her fish from weighing down collectors' shelves. She's gotten written up in several ceramics catalogs, and now business is booming. What's Tina's next move? Studies show innovative organizations are more profitable and successful in the long term. So how can a business owner create an innovative workplace? You can't force it with ping pong tables or colorful dry erase markers. Instead, try taking steps to make innovation a valued part of the way people think, work, and interact. Get your team on the same page by establishing a shared vision, then empower employees to own their ideas, take risks, and collaborate. Innovation will follow. For starters, create a shared vision that aligns your team's goals and priorities. What problems are you trying to solve? This is what unites you as a crew. Think of your shared vision as a lighthouse guiding you to shore, not an anchor chaining you to the status quo. Often, new ideas feel like a threat to current work, and it helps to have a big picture vision that's been universally agreed upon. A good way to achieve your shared vision is to set goals by laying out objectives and key results, or OKRs. OKRs help you measure progress towards your goals and are often set at company, team, and individual levels every quarter. For example, Tina might have an OKR for her designers to test 3 different designs in a quarter, and in that same period, have an OKR for her marketers to increase visits to their online store. Once goals have been set, try your best not to micromanage. Trusting your employees will let them own their ideas. Start by hiring naturally curious people who like to learn, then encourage them to develop and grow their own skills by taking or teaching courses. Think of all the ceramics courses Tina's Teeny Tunas staff might take to make those tip-top tunas. Besides, offering access to courses, you can encourage curiosity by setting aside time in meetings to answer questions and taking suggestions. You might also consider running an employee survey to gather feedback. Additionally, arming people with information from product launch details to analytics to meeting documentation will provide context and inspire for new ideas. And while you don't want to micromanage, be on hand to provide advice and guidance as needed. This, again, will provide context for your team to innovate in a way that moves forward towards your collective goal. Listen up, you can't expect innovation without a little investment. Try removing barriers to time, money, or resources where possible. For instance, try giving your team the freedom to explore their own ideas during work hours and using company resources. Another big part of innovation is taking risks, and part of taking risks is failure. Scary, right? Whatever you do, don't let the fear get to you. Fear of failure can stop innovation in its tracks. Think about it. Employees aren't going to feel particularly motivated if they're afraid of poor performance reviews or even worse, losing their jobs. Whether intentionally or not, many workplaces discourage risk-taking. That's why it's important to establish that failure is okay so long as you learn from it. One way you might combat fear of failure when your team's next project is by following with post-mortem documentation. This is where you look at what went wrong, what went right, and what you could do to better in the future. You also might try pre-mortem, where your team gathers to talk about all the ways a project could fail, normalizing failure while potentially figuring out a way to avoid it altogether. Another key to an innovative workplace is collaboration, especially across disciplines or levels of experience so that you achieve a diversity of perspectives. Studies show that a diversity of perspectives usually outperforms groups of like-minded thinkers, especially when solving complex problems. Basically, when people don't all think the same, you get better results. According to research, good ideas from new employees are often overlooked. If the new employee partners with a more seasoned one, however, their ideas have a better chance thanks to the veteran's extra content, support, and connections. So in order to bring ideas that would normally be overlooked to the foreground, think about how to build social connections within your organization. For example, peer reviews are a great way to connect people. And here's where encouraging risk-taking comes back into play. Employees are more likely to provide emotional support for each other in a workplace where they feel safe taking risks and making mistakes. Peer feedback, the constructive kind at least, can have a positive impact on creativity, which can lead to innovation. Try including peer feedback in yearly performance reviews or even encourage it year-round. Do this now. Now that you're an expert in innovation, let's plan for how you can implement it into your organizational practices. If you're participating in the course, go to the next section to access your self-assessment. Key takeaways. 1. Innovation is a key factor in a business's profitability and long-term success. 2. Empower your team with information and autonomy. Encourage risk-taking and sister a collaborative spirit, and innovation will follow. 3. Give people an avenue to explore their ideas by removing barriers to time, money, and resources wherever you can.